Slash Lane Slasher.
My dad's name be Phil.
That's a hard time to say that.
Well, yeah, if you want it to be.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's no longer Willard Royal Sr.?
No. It's Phil.
It's Phil Royal?
Yeah.
I can't tell you no. I can't look at your mischievous little gremlin face and tell you no. And that's on me. Okay. So everybody's phone but Maher's phone is in there.
Sweet. Though it has been about 5 to 6 days, so they are dead.
The sharp rolls for everybody else as well. There are a lot of official-looking vehicles here. As a matter of fact, it doesn't take much listening in to hear... That's a chopper in the distance. And there are a lot of people in very nice clothing that seem to be waiting for you to come in.
Well, I'm worried.
One of the people with which you can recognize almost immediately is it's the director of the Department of Health, Henry.
Ooh.
It looks like he also has like a similar phone to the one that Minerva was holding. And he's just waiting for y'all. Like this is a normal ass Sunday. And the house with the chicken legs bows down to let you guys off on the pier. Holmes thinks for a second, and she puts her suitcase down, and she says, I'm gonna be able to come back and, like, say hi. Looks at the rest of everybody else, and then looks at Minerva, and Minerva nods, and she says, that's why I'm gonna keep some of your stuff safe. She says, okay, well, if you want anything, and then she's like, well, no, I'll know if you want something. I'll bring back cool things. And the mother's like, you really don't have to. You can just enjoy yourself. And she's like, you're going to need to make more space. And then she picks up her little...
teach her how to use your credit card.
She picks up her little suitcases. Minerva gives her a little pat on the head. And she steps onto the grass. And as she steps onto the grass, you can see the color in her skin. It wasn't that it was desaturated before, but it looks as though the sunlight is actually starting to hit and reflect off of her. And if she had been translucent before, it may not have been noticeable, but it definitely is now, as you can see that kind of not fade, but fill in to what appears to be no longer a slightly ghostly image and more so just a kid. And then she waits for the rest of you guys, like, are you taking so long? Let's go!
Yeah, they'll start... The twins will start making their way over to the Director of Health.
Okay. Director of Health is really the only person that you recognize. You can see some uniforms. Definitely the Department of Energy logo. Though, I will say, I don't remember if we ever changed his last name, so fuck it. Ventanari himself, he's as pristine as ever, despite the fact that the sea air is, it's really going. It's flipping, it's going all over the place. So I almost said slipping and sliding, but that's not how wind works.
I'll tell you, the Department of Health put in work. They brought us back.
Everybody except for Ventanari does have logos on them that say Department of Energy.
The director of the Department of Health put in work.
I won't say it. I won't say Scott Callahan. That good-for-nothing bastard. I won't say it.
The director of the Department of Health and the rest of the Department of Energy.
And Oberon.
Through. I won't say that one either. He tried to have you kill me. I'm not going to say that.
Which is the reason I'm temporarily back.
That's fair.
It's Minerva who looks over now that everybody else, including Department of Health Director, is within speaking distance. And she says, now that everybody is there, safe and sound, and he just kind of puts a hand up and he says, we did ask you for all of them to be awake. She says, I don't know why he's like that. And he's like, that's totally understandable. But we're not quite done until I can make sure that he's okay.
He's okay.
He accidentally got sedatives mixed up and consumed a small portion of them, so he should be up eventually here.
Oh, if you can all vouch for his... All right. I'm still going to want to do a review, but I'll make a personal judgment on this one. I don't think anybody will be too upset. In a couple of minutes, the circle should naturally relieve itself, and you will be able to travel again.
Oh, my pants still porcelain after I get off.
Yeah.
Cool.
You
could piss your pants and be just fine.
He comes up to the rest of you, and he says, I have cars ready for all of you if you need any sort of evaluations or if there's anywhere in particular you wanted to head. Because of everything going on, I was told to just give you guys time to gather yourselves and figure out where you wanted to go. It's good to have you all back, though. I'm not privy to all of the details, but I understand it was touch and go for a while there. It looks at home. I'm not gonna ask.
Better you didn't.
We went in with 5, we came out with 6.
7. You guys have a lot of cars.
Who's 7?
Santa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys look back towards the porch, there's no Santa anymore.
Ah, damn it!
Santa's gone.
This is Santa.
Couldn't even get a picture.
A jingle of bells in the distance.
Couldn't get a picture.
Maher's got a candy cane in his pocket.
It's okay.
The only thing that reminds him that Santa is real.
No, he doesn't.
He
does. It's okay, knowing Maher, he would just make it into a shank immediately.
I didn't get Alicia a souvenir, so yoink.
Put that back, please.
Well, I didn't get her anything. The egg is something.
I'll take you out shopping before we get back.
But it's not the same. I didn't get the show of Santa. This is the closest thing I got. Maybe it's a magic candy cane. I don't know. Plus, you know Maher. He's a good person. He'll give it to her. Since it's her. Or Margaret. He'd give it to one of them. And Margaret may give it to her as well.
If anyone looks over at Holmes, she's just looking at herself in one of the car's reflections. The cars with which look brand fucking new.
She's gonna have a lot of adjusting to do.
Yeah, I'm just happy she didn't know she could go through walls there. Otherwise, her walking into stuff would be a very, very big issue.
No, it's not. Normal people can do that too.
She knew
that's me. Not normal.
But she looks around at the rest of you guys as somebody comes over and is like, "Do you want me to take your bag?" She's like, "No, I got them. It's got important stuff in it." There's just the briefest rustle.
Shh.
Says, "Okay, so what house do you guys live in?"
Not here. That's for sure.
Well, yeah, but like.
It depends. We all live in different houses.
She looks confused. Like, she's staring off in the distance like she's noticed something. And then she... Well... I think... Can we get something to eat?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Be careful to not...
The child who hasn't felt hunger in 90 years is feeling hunger again.
Hey, Willie, you are only missing your phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Willie's paying.
She also grabbed, she did grab the V-Master.
How to make sure.
She leans over to somebody, whoever she's sitting next to, and she's like, "I wasn't able to grab the Mirror Man. Maybe next time I'll bring the Mirror Man with me."
I don't think that's a good idea.
I think the Mirror Man's being punished.
I think so, too.
Best not to mess with him. I'm sure the hostess knows what she's doing.
I, in a draft for my notes, for specifically what I wanted the agenda to be, I wrote down, I wish I had remembered, but I wrote down Mage inside of Jar.
You must have some stories to tell. I'm about to give you one more.
The other idea was to put him in a, a hand mirror. But yeah, where does a... Everybody want to go?
Get home some food.
Yeah, we're gonna go get food.
We're gonna go get food first. We'll be... Oh, man. We going to In-N-Out?
I'll let Alex pick.
I feel like Duncan and Luke are going to split off and go their own separate ways.
I want pancakes.
IHOP.
We're going to IHOP.
Look. She wants pancakes. What better place to go than the International House of Pancakes?
Can somebody look up when the International House of Pancakes existed? Because I guarantee you it's got to be past 1939. This kid has never been in an IHOP. There's no fucking way.
Turns out IHOP used to be a ma and pa shop in the 1800s.
This is where my dad used to eat. He built the first IHOP.
1958.
Yeah, okay. All right.
That's a lot closer than I thought, though.
Holmes is going to get a lot of chocolate chip pancakes. And then, things are going to get a little wacky a little fast.
I'll probably take Maher to either his house or the hospital.
I thought you were going to say IHOP.
Nah, IHOP. That's too suspicious. I've done that once.
Ventanari can actually hold on to him for a while. They may even be able to try and just, like, naturally wake him back up. But at the very least, they can, you know, keep him healthy while they figure out what the fuck is happening.
Piss on his face to wake him up.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do. At some point, your phones all, like, you know, you all turn on your phones. Many, many, many people are missing many, 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 many missed calls. You would think Alicia lost her fucking mind because that's the majority of the calls that get sent to every single one of you.
I gotta go.
Do I have any calls from Phil?
It's a single letter, L.
Oh man, the nicest thing your dad's ever said to you. He sent you an F.
Oh, oh shit, SpongeBob.
Realistically,
GG.
Realistically, probably not.
That's fair.
Couldn't even take a plane crash. What son are you?
Oh, you did also get, Willard, you got a text from Mia that just says, you good? And that was like 5 or 6 days ago. Most of these missed calls are about 5 or 6 days ago.
You good? Yeah, just tired.
Oh, in addition to this, really fast, because I want to bring her in. It looks as though Minerva is not going to put up any sort of, she's not going to put up any sort of fuss about everybody leaving. So you did not have to get called in, because the bigger problem was going to be whether or not there was resistance. Because if there was resistance, you were going to have to get out of the back seat. But if you want to, you can be in one of the back rows of whatever car they all get in to go to IHOP. By the way, you guys are getting drove. So unless anybody objects and wants to drive the car themselves, somebody from the Department of Energy is going to drive you guys to IHOP.
I'm driving.
Okay.
You guys were dead for like 5 days.
There's a woman in the back of the car. With,
she's still wearing the fucking
straight,
church robes.
Straight scarlet red hair and shrine maiden robes. And just Holmes turns and looks around. He's like, oh.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, good.
Just gonna rub her head a little bit.
She takes the pet on the head, as if this is super normal, which it super is. Everybody does this.
Well, at least now they do.
She's gonna grow up thinking that this is how people greet each other.
Good.
Oh no.
Hello.
I'm glad she didn't put up any kind of fuss but you's getting out of there. I was actually kind of worried. Well, then again, Baba's not usually the kind of bad person as far as I'm aware.
Oh, by the way, Lucy, one of them is under magical sleep.
He's asleep magically. Why? Did he eat something? Did he get poisoned? Is he just... I've seen that one a lot.
This is one of those older fairy tale type of sleeps as well. The ones that are difficult to wake up because they're tailored specifically to the person.
She's gonna like crawl over the back seat to get to the back seat with the others. Anyway, it's nice to meet you all. My name is Lucy. I'm a friend of Margaret's. Her best friend. Looking right at Maher, who's asleep.
You don't know which one is Maher yet.
Oh, sorry. Premature. Let me wait a second. Who are you all? Well, I know your names, I just don't know your faces.
Willard.
I'm Alex.
My full name is, and she looks, Holmes looks at her arm, she says, Shirley Forrester. Everybody calls me Holmes.
Would you like me to call you Shirley or Holmes?
Holmes.
All right, Holmes. Which means that one is either Luke, Duncan, or Maher.
How heavy is the family resemblance? Not very. Y'all are cousins.
Yeah. I mean...
She's got something.
Identical twins are the identical twins, but...
Yeah. I just mean two Maher.
You could tell that it's a distant relationship.
Maher's the one knocked out.
Got it. I remember that. She's like analyzing his face.
Her getting ready to dump him in the fucking ocean while he's asleep.
I'll remember.
Deal with it later. The ocean gets the problems for later.
Oh no, I accidentally tied him to the back of the removing vehicle.
Whatever will we do?
Oh no, I accidentally tossed him in the ocean with cinder blocks for shoes.
How clumsy of me.
Oops, we all make mistakes.
I figured the water would wake him up. That's a weird egg. It's mine. Okay. You can keep it, I don't want it. Anyway, a lot of people have been worried about you guys. Well, most of you. We didn't... Well, we knew you were there, but we didn't know who you were.
Yeah, that's okay. Are you friends with these guys?
I've never met them until now.
Oh.
I've only
known them for, like, half a day. They're really nice, though.
I'm best friends with a friend of theirs.
You guys have a lot of friends.
Yes, yes we do.
So where are we going?
Specifically for IHOP. I have no idea exactly how everybody sees this character specifically, but I have my own personal ideas, so I will just send them over to you.
God, this sounds like communist propaganda.
That's specifically for Lucy. I don't actually know if he has gray hair either.
Boy, for someone who I think is in, like, their 30s or something, he's, like, in his... I feel like he's in his, like, high 50s. Jeez.
We tried to do a lot of things to wake him up, but it didn't work. Do you eat pancakes?
Yeah.
I just started eating, so... Well, I haven't started eating yet, but I'm very excited to do it again.
Eating is fun.
Yeah.
But yes, I do eat pancakes. Mm. I usually eat with Margaret a lot. Margaret's their friend.
Okay, I was gonna say, I don't know who you keep referring to. By the way, Alex, your phone goes off.
Hello?
Alex?
Yes?
And then she hangs up the phone. And you get a text message that says, like, I don't actually know if I can talk right now. And then it just says, I'm really, 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 really glad you're back. Oh. I was very scared.
Hey, is it okay if you deal with the pancakes and such?
Yeah.
Cool. He's gonna open the door.
Here we go. Let's go.
He's gonna travel out of the car by opening the door and shutting it quickly behind him.
Holmes, do not recreate whatever you see Alex do, for the love of God.
Oh, please. He feels like the fucking wind. Holmes just sees like this fucking light and he just disappears and shuts the door.
That is not how we travel.
What's the term for it? Tuck and roll into a living room. And it's not a living room you've seen before, although it might feel a little...
You're in Phil's place.
It might feel a little familiar, but Alicia is kind of just, like, there at one of the kitchenettes. It looks like she's sitting on a stool behind it. And before you can actually get up all the way, she's just got you. She's super pregnant. And she just holds you for a really long time.
This is nice.
And it's very quiet, and then she says, like, you know, I was worried I was going to cry again, but I don't think I can, I don't think I have any more in me.
Cue Bones by Imagine Dragons as we plow through the fucking house.
Yeah, the weird Lucy ghost said we were gone for like 5 days. Is that accurate?
Yeah, you guys were dead for 5 days. And that was before negotiations started. I'm trying to realize something. Alicia may know of Lucy. She may not know a lot.
Oh, let me ask this question first. How long has Alicia been part of Margaret's life?
When Margaret was still working with Henry Rivera... in 1999, Alicia would have been 5, I think. So she would have been, I believe, staying with Henry Rivera because they had just gotten her.
Yeah, then Lucy would know of Alicia, at least.
Alicia, like, for her own credit, like, although she did, like, live with Henry for a little, Harry for a little while, she had a rather, like, more modest upbringing when it came to magic. It just so happened that she got really good at being around it, and then became really, really good, and then it was impossible to ignore.
I know it may be a little late, but we saved Santa.
Well, good job.
Well, I guess you saved us and we saved Santa. So thank you for that.
Alicia isn't going to get up for a good little while. She also says, like, I'm probably going to need to be induced in a couple days, I think. But so far, so good. I'm just really glad you're back. How are the others?
How's Willie doing? Willie's alive.
Good.
We have a new friend named Holmes. She was the little kid inside.
Oh.
Duncan and Luke are around.
I didn't know there was a kid inside.
There was. Apparently that's why the house was not in the ocean.
In the ocean?
I'm just following what the...
No, yeah, I understand. She puts her hands up and she says, she looks a little guilty, actually. She says, I'm really sorry. I wasn't able to help bring you guys back at all. I just, the stress of it and...
You don't have to worry.
I know, it's just like, you know, when somebody does everything for something, like, I just couldn't help but feel a little bit bad. I also don't know exactly what went down.
The plane went down.
Well, I know about that, I just mean, like, I know there was a specific way you guys had to be brought back, and I was, it was mostly something that I agreed to. I thought it would be too much to hear about the details, so keep in mind as well, Alicia technically didn't have to give anything up.
Long story short, a deal was made and we were brought back.
Well, that's good.
Some people got rid of certain things, some people didn't. That's all I could say.
Now that everyone's okay, maybe I'll be able to ask more questions later.
Yeah, an egg.
That's a cool egg.
Yeah, I found at the bottom of the Baba Yaga's memories.
Oh.
And apparently, I can talk about the egg, I can't talk about what drugged me into it. But, I think there's, how do I describe it in a legal way? I can't, at least it just hit me out, I can't describe it exactly. Because if I do, space and time will not be happy with me.
What does that mean?
It means I tried to tell the Baba Yaga what it was, and time reversed, and then I was incapable of speaking about it.
She looks at the egg, turns around in her hands, looks at it.
I know there's...
Bear with me for a moment, because usually when things are weird, it's Faye. This doesn't feel Faye.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's living, I can tell that much. Its hand touched mine. And apparently, between us, Willard has a contract with Oberon.
What?
I can't get into too many details. Just know I can somehow touch a contract of Oberon's and read it.
Okay.
Willard's okay now. We figured out loopholes, but he did make one. But something invaded the Baba Yaga's house. That she didn't know about.
Apparently. And it might have something to do with this?
Mm-hmm. Truth be told, ever since I got out of the pool, I've been holding on to it. That's why my hair looks like this and my pants are porcelain.
Well, I mean, you know.
The shirt was uncomfortable.
It's a look. She gets back up and she says, I don't know exactly what in the house here is, I think this is...
Yeah, where are we?
Oh, we're in, technically it's Margaret's dad's house, but he never, like, uses it. So she tends to just, she says, between you and me, she usually just sleeps in her office. I've been finding it to be a very quiet, kind of calm place. And there's a really pretty lake outside. So I've just been kind of sticking around here. Although, what was it? Anthony asked about you and everybody else.
Anthony.
Yeah, he doesn't know. We didn't tell him.
Did we get our memories back completely? That's a very important because I forgot Anthony too.
I'll say when you stepped on the ground, yeah. And if there were any that were left over. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I remember
when you guys were in the bubble memory room. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, Anthony. Maher and I forgot about him. Baba Yaga's house has that effect that it could just make you forget. Oh, that also reminds me. Maher is alive. He was magically put to sleep.
Oh, no.
He'll be okay.
No, I know. It's just those are really hard to get rid of.
He stood a little bit. But not enough to wake up, so. It's okay. The same thing happened to Santa. He got over it, though.
Well, maybe I can do something. Maher and I are best friends, so.
I don't know about that. That Lucy ghost says Margaret's his best friend. She seemed upset by that.
You see, and she puts it on. She completely disregards the Lucy thing because she's too focused on saying this thing. That, you see, I put him in my phone as best friend. Maybe I'm not his best friend, but you know what? That's okay. I'll wear him down eventually. But I'm at least somewhat important to him, which means that anything that I try to do to get rid of the spell might work. Maybe. Ish. I don't know. Did you tell him that there's overtime?
I tried that.
It didn't work? Well, this could be harder than I thought.
I gotta remember to ask Willie for money.
Overtime on a holiday.
I gotta remember to get an apartment
later. On a holiday. You will work Christmas.
I gotta get an apartment at this point. Living in Maher's basement's starting to weigh me down. After this whole experience, I'd rather just not live with Maher.
I mean, fair. Their parents are pretty nice.
They are. I'm not saying
that. They tried to invite me over for dinner in 2 days, but I was a little busy, so I said maybe. But that might be something.
Okay, so maybe I'll leave after that. I'll look for an apartment in that time.
We'll look for an apartment.
Okay, we'll look for an apartment. Yeah. But I gotta figure this thing.
The longer you look at it, and it's hard to tell if it's you or if it's the egg, the longer you look at it, the more you feel this almost bass-like pulsing thrum that comes out just consistently, just one, two, three, four, just like that. And the longer you look in it, the stronger it feels inside of your body. Almost like when you're at a concert and you press your back up against the wall. It's Alex that kind of that. Feeling. Yeah.
Alex is currently just staring at it, holding it in his hand now. It looks like he kind of zoned out.
You guys are done with your pancakes at some point, and Holmes just kind of puts everything down because she's eaten 16, 17 pancakes. And she says, okay, that's good for now.
You're going to feel a stomach ache later.
Yeah, I can kind of feel it now.
Don't worry, it'll get better eventually. It has to get worse first.
So, you guys live in separate places? Oh, you also get a call, Duncan.
We're still at the table?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get up to take this. He will... I imagine he's sitting at the end.
Go on.
He will get up and
so go outside to take it. So it's Lucy Holmes and Luke. Yo, something's up with this other kid. You know, you've been around the block enough times to know when something's up. This guy is like... You've never been to public school, Lucy, but if there was anyone that would tell you not to come to school tomorrow, this is the magical equivalent of that.
Who, Luke or Duncan?
Luke. And now that, you know, it's just you and him and the kid, it's a little bit easier to tell that.
So, just so I make sure, we can trust you, correct?
I believe that's something that I will let you come to judgment in time.
Alright then.
Who am I to say if I'm trustworthy or not?
Duncan, you get a phone call and you pick it up. It sounds like it's Joanne. Duncan, that's you, right?
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I'm alive. How are you holding up?
A lot better. The waiting is probably the hardest part.
I heard what you gave up.
Yeah, we don't have to, you know. I would have given up a lot more.
Thank you.
I would have given up a lot for both of you, but unfortunately, before I could, something superseded me.
Yes. Luke seems quite happy about it, but he won't tell me why.
Could always be something mundane. Realistically. Check on that wolf friend he has.
He did mention and who it was from. It definitely was not Lewis. He did at least let me know it was Snow.
Well, that's a conversation for a very soon day, but another day.
Alright.
I'm very, very happy that you're back. Get some rest, okay?
You know me. I don't like being complacent. I like having busy work.
Maher?
Well, can't say I have too much right now, because I did all of the busy work while waiting.
I'll find something. It's not that hard with the people I know.
Does Joanne know about the kid?
About Holmes?
Duncan's illegitimate child.
Oh, no.
Okay, just checking. She says, well, definitely make sure you get some sleep as well. If rest to work is what you want, hopefully it works. How is everyone, by the way?
Maher's unconscious. I think he accidentally drugged himself.
Oh, dear. He didn't, like, was it, like...
magical crumbs.
Okay, I hate to be, what's the term for it? I hate to be cliche, but I was gonna ask if it was an apple.
No, I think it was cookie crumbs.
Cookie crumbs. Hmm. Cool. Well, hopefully it's something easy to fix, and it's not what it might be, which is a Snow White curse.
That would be horrible.
It's the best way to describe it, although I've heard there are other more fancy nomenclature. It's basically, you know, you're going to need to find a prince in the woods. Or something to the equivalent. Did you tell him there was overtime?
That was tried, and the only other thing that I think would work would be the person who hired him to do this job specifically, monster hunting bit, and telling him that.
Well, hopefully it all works out in the end. If I remember correct, the Snow White curse is so that there is no decaying. It's almost like a magical type of life support. Very boring, though, and don't go putting him in any glass cases. Mm. It's just cheesy.
It is.
Put him in a cardboard box instead and stick him on the side of a road.
Suspended animation definitely seems to be one of the more annoying things to deal with.
It's so funny how the smaller types of magic and the more single target types of magic are the hardest to get rid of.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very, very happy to hear your voice again. And I hope you're able to put this past you. And I hope your brother is okay. Let him know that I said hello. And, like, you hear her, like, pause. And not a pause like she's thinking, but she cut herself off in the middle of a word. And you can almost hear just the barest wheeze. And then she takes that deep breath again. She says, you're always welcome. And no matter where I am as well. I'll just invite you into someone else's house. It's not that Carla minded. It's most likely going to be somebody in the Department of Energy. They're going to ask where Holmes is going to be staying.
With Willard.
Staying with Willard?
Willard's got a massive house. She could have fun exploring, fucking with this stuff.
Holmes seems pretty happy with that. And she does turn to you at some point, though. She says, I still have to visit Maher when he's not sleeping, because I have a thing to give to him. So I have to remember to do that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll see him again after he wakes up.
Yeah, and although I kind of liked going in that car, it's not needed. And then she reaches into one of her bags and she opens it up and she pulls out, very Mary Poppins style, an old-looking tied straw broom. And she says, this is one of the gifts that I got from...
I was waiting for her to, like, hand me a plastic bag full of, like, throw-up emotions.
I was going to make a joke of, like, I really don't like those cars. I'm sorry I threw up on Alex. But then I remembered Alex was gone. She pulls out a broom and steps over it. And almost as soon as she steps over it, she's able to float a couple feet off the ground. And then she starts, like, flying a little bit around the house. Not very fast, but just enough to kind of show it off. She's like, look at this.
It's pretty cool.
I could go anywhere.
Just be a bit careful is all.
Okay.
I do have some fragile stuff that I do not wish to be broken. I'll have to clear a spot on the guest bed because I have a bunch of my crap laying on it. bunch of my stuff. You're free to look at it and mess with any of the stuff in that room, as it's mostly used as a storage room right now. But I'll get that cleared up by the end of the night.
Is this what people call a summer home? Or is you just walking around? He's like,
yeah, more or less.
Well, it'll be really nice staying here. This is cool. I like this. And she's just gonna kind of like quietly just like unpack her stuff and let the goose out. the goose, which just ruffles his feathers, and she
I'm gonna
just
call up Alex real quick.
Yeah.
A second, Alicia. Hello?
She brought the goose. I might need you to translate on occasion.
I know she brought the goose. I told her to be quiet.
To be fair, the goose has not made a sound. Though that might also be the fact that the man that kept grabbing him by the neck is the first thing he saw upon opening the suitcase. Watson isn't dumb.
I feel it might annoy you, so I told him to be quiet.
That's, you know what, thank you for that. I was gonna say, he's gonna, like, hang up the phone, but as he goes to hang up the phone, he's gonna look at the goose. Break any of my shit and I'll kill you.
Remember, because you said before you hung up.
Yeah.
Remember, you can't understand him, but he can understand you.
Yeah.
Good. Then I've gotten my point across.
Trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, yeah. The last thing that I'll mention. It's later in the evening. Holmes finally has the chance to... She thought about sleeping before, because it's fun to pretend to sleep. So the fact that she actually feels tired is kind of a new sensation to her. But before she goes to bed, she pulls out the Viewmaster, and she takes out that recovered reel, and she just, like, she gets nervous again, and then she just puts it in the Viewmaster reel very carefully and starts clicking through it, and you see old photos. It looks like her and what's most likely her dad. They're down in the streets of most likely New York. They're inside a diner. It looks like there's a picture of her, like, with the trumpet, practicing as he's kind of, like, in a still of motion with a bunch of other people and someone else at a piano. And she clicks through all of these. There's a small amount of tears. She moves over to the last one, and it looks like it's a picture of herself. And it's a picture that shouldn't be able to happen. It's 6-year-old herself with her dad, with her mother, Josephine, who died when she was born. And there's still a little bit of that residual magic, as it looks like, although he wasn't able to bring it back to a completely original state, when Duncan fixed the edge of that reel, it made it into something new. A family photo, something she never had.
Oh, the last thing, technically.
And then all the way up in Minerva's house, as she's kind of cleaning and putting things away in Holmes's room, because she left everything open, and that's going to get ants. Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter how magical you are, you're gonna get ants. She's putting things away, and she's eating some of the leftover cookies, and
falls unconscious.
She hears it a little bit. She looks over, and it's the advent calendar, the last door, which has just naturally unlocked itself.